Welcome back to Closer Look. I'm Jim Burris, in today for Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. You might have heard Georgia is offering incentives for residents and businesses to go solar. But before you start to open up the wallet, so from an economic perspective, when does it make sense to switch to sun versus staying with the power grid? Well, Mark Bell is president of Velo Solar Corporation, and he's here to break down the solar choices for us. Mark, for homeowners who are considering solar, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
For homeowners who are considering solar, what are the main points they should consider up front? Like, first of all, if you are surrounded by a bunch of trees.
Might be an issue.
Might be an issue. They don't call Atlanta the city of trees for no reason. But I think as customers and homeowners look at installing solar, you need to kind of first understand if you're residence is capable of taking solar. So one of the things you want to look for is do you have shading? Do you have a bunch of trees around? Do you want to look to see if your roof is capable to have solar? You don't want to install solar on a roof in year 26 of a 25-year warranty. So you definitely want to take those into considerations.
Let's focus on a roof for a second, because
sure.
You just said, so if someone has a roof that's been around, you know, since, you know, Bill Clinton was president, it's probably
right.
Not.
Right, right. So, you know, one of the things you want to do is look at the condition of the roof. You're looking at a technology that will last 20, 25 years. So you want to make sure that the roof will match up, the roof lifetime will match up with the solar. So you want to look at the condition of the roof and make sure those are somewhat in alignment. I mean, they don't have to be perfectly in alignment, but it's certainly something worth considering. It's one of the things we like to look at. The way that you get the most production out of a solar installation is having a southern facing profile. So if the back part of your house is facing south and you have a good line of sight to the sun, that's an ideal situation. You can work with different other profiles, but that's generally the best way to go. So those are the things that we look at when we do a residential solar install.
When you actually do install the panels, what all is involved? I mean, is there a lot of reconstruction, remodeling? It's pretty simple?
It's fairly straightforward for a residential customer. We basically attach the solar panels to a racking solution that then itself attaches to the roof via the joist or some other connection. And then what happens is, as the sun hits the solar panels, that converts into DC energy. DC energy then goes to an inverter. An inverter turns that into AC energy, which then backfeeds into your house through a main panel. So there's no necessarily any rewiring that needs to take place per se, but it is nice to have at least availability in a panel, or at least the capability to install an extra breaker or sub-panel.
And the average priced, average neighborhood, average square foot house in Atlanta, what are we talking about on average for that bill?
Is this a Buckhead house, or is this a in-town kind of bungalow?
South Buckhead, North Midtown.
North Midtown. All right. So probably somewhere around a 3 to 5 kW system, $3 to $4 a watt. So what is that, $15,000? Variables are going to be around how high you're up in the air. What's the connection to the roof going to be, how much cable you have to run. But that's kind of about it.
For public broadcast in Atlanta, have you had a chance to look at our building?
No, but when I leave, I'll definitely assessment right as I leave.
But that's a good segue, because for business owners, are they looking at sort of different budgetary considerations here?
They are. A residential customer, when they look at their payback analysis, one of the things that they have available to them is the 30% federal tax credit, which you may have heard about. Mm-hmm. Commercial customers are somewhat different in the sense that not only do they have accessibility to the 30% federal tax credit, they have somewhat of a financial advantage if they can also take the depreciation of the solar array, much like a piece of equipment or a factory component, that they can accelerate that depreciation over 6 years. So for them, in terms of the ROI analysis, between the 30% federal tax credit and the depreciation, that actually recovers almost half of the cost of the project. But in terms of physically installing it, they have some other considerations in that roofs typically have telecom equipment, mm-hmm. rooftop HVAC units, maybe skylights, So they have a different engineering analysis that we tend to go through before we kind of get into that.
We're talking with Mark Bell. He's president of Velo Solar Corporation. And the discussion is how to decide if going solar is the right economic choice for business and homeowners. And Mark, I want to get into this because we keep hearing it's solar, it's great. But for the consumer out there listening, saying, I've heard everything that you said, and it's great, but let's get to the dollars and cents here. Will I see, how do I gauge whether or not I will actually see a difference in am I saving money? You know, what's the payoff here in the long run? How do I gauge that?
Sure. So there's probably three major revenue components that you need to look at. For a commercial customer, again, they're the tax credit, the depreciation, and then the energy value. What are you spending on a kilowatt hour basis per month, and what can your rate generate to offset that? The same with residential minus the depreciation component. So what we typically see based upon the numbers we just talked about, $3 to $4 a watt for residential, a little north of $2 a watt for commercial. Commercial typically sees a payback between 3 to 5 years on most of our analysis. Residential is a bit higher out. It's usually around 8 or higher, depending on what their energy value is and their usage patterns. But it's pretty compelling. And the other thing you also have to consider is you're hedging your energy rate. So if you install solar today, you're basically making a decision that you're locking in your energy value for the next 25 years.
And usage pattern, I assume, is so important because if you just live with two cats and you're hardly ever home.
That's right.
Then it may not be of an advantage, but if you have a lot of kids or you have a lot of folks in your house and folks are constantly leaving lights on and all that, then should you also gauge your quality of life in your house as it relates to electricity use?
Absolutely. One of the things we want to do is when we at Velo, we size our arrays, we want to make sure that, you know, we're offsetting the usage in the facility. There's different models that you consider in different areas, but in the state of Georgia, we like to offset as much as we can within a house. So usage patterns, to your point, are very important. If there's a bunch of folks in the house and they're there all day, great. If you're just doing it for the cats, probably not.
Well, they do require the AC.
Hers are high maintenance cats.
Yes, they are. And
sound like my dogs.
So guilty.
Yeah. Exactly.
So walk me through then what else is involved. You put the solar panels on, you get the system established. Is it you just use it for 25 years and then it's time to revisit it, or is there maintenance and upkeep involved?
Yeah, good question. And you're committing a fairly significant amount of capital to an asset. And so we strongly encourage our customers to undergo an operations and maintenance plan. So we typically like to come out at least twice a year to make sure that everything's performing up to speed. We like to make sure the connections are still good, it's producing correctly. And then the other thing we also offer both residential and customers is we have our own software product and monitoring. So we'll typically know if there's a problem with the array before the homeowner or the commercial customer ever will. So it's very important, absolutely.
And is that a monthly subscription charge?
It is, but it's fairly nominal. It's, you know, couple $100, maybe for residential, a little bit more. It's priced based upon the size of the system and the complexity.
Talk about the incentives. You mentioned the federal 30% tax credit. I believe Georgia Power will give, is it 15%?
We at one time in the state of Georgia did have a 35% state tax credit that was available, but that has expired three years ago. Right now in the state of Georgia, we still have the 30% federal tax credit, obviously. Georgia Power, through their advanced solar initiative over the last 2 to 3 years, did have two programs where that they would actually buy the power produced from your array. So instead of offsetting it in the home or a resident or commercial customer, they would actually buy the power from your array. That program, the final submissions for that just concluded about a month ago.
Okay.
So for folks who weren't on this last round, it remains to be seen if there's going to be another program like that within the state.
Well, and you know, because we want to be fair, you know, you're the president of Velo Solar Corporation, so, you know, if you did a Yelp review, it'd be all great or whatever. But for the consumer, and I know that there are places where consumers can go to check out a company, but can you, and be as honest as I think you will be, you know, what should consumers know? Because they don't know about this. And checking out a company and making sure that the prices are sort of, you know, on par with whatever the standard is. And how often do you have to go through 1, 2, 3, or 4 visits with a customer before they feel really comfortable. And you have to sort of sell them on why you're better or not better.
Well, it's a great question because we do spend a lot of our time educating the consumer. You're talking about a fairly new technology that is somewhat new to the marketplace, and customers are still struggling with kind of the return on their investment. So, you know, I would say for customers who are looking at solar, you know, perform the same steps you would with any other major investment within your home or business. Get multiple quotes, ask a lot of questions, educate yourself in the marketplace. Look for installers who are NABCEP certified, which was kind of an industry standard for solar that says that this particular company or person has gone through training to install solar correctly. And then in the state of Georgia, there's a couple of resources. Mm-hmm. There's the GA Solar, Georgia Solar, gasolar.org, where it will list you a list of installers in the state and other pieces of information I think are relevant as well.
And in terms of jobs, because we just had a segment on this program about, you know, that solar was also creating a lot of jobs for people, too. And what can you tell people with that? What's your message if you thinking about trying something different? Solar installation might be something for you.
Sure. So right now in the solar industry, according to the Solar Foundation, has created about 174,000 jobs across North America in the solar trade. And that's everyone from what people conventionally know as people standing on roofs installing panels all the way through financing, engineering, and attorneys. In the state of Georgia, our latest estimates is we've created about 2,900 jobs through 173 solar companies. So it's a growth industry for us, and I think it will continue to be so.
173, that means you have 172 competitors, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, it could be people who are supply houses.
Okay.
It could be engineering firms who necessarily don't do the installations, but do just design work. We also have electricians. We have laborers. So we have engineering and finance. So there's a lot of folks who really work through the value chain in a solar project.
Is it a good time to be you? Is it a good time to be in this business right now?
It is. I mean, this is an exciting time. I mean, you look at solar penetration throughout Georgia and the United States, and we're, you know, for all practical purposes, less than 1% installed. I mean, look around when you walk out the building. So we feel that there's really nowhere to go but up, philosophically speaking.
Have you gone solar at your house?
We just moved to our current house, so we have some other priorities like furniture and so forth. So we're working on that. But we did just install solar at our cabin. We have a little place up on Blue Ridge, and we did a little small 2.8 kW system up there, and I checked right before we left, and it's cranking out electricity as we speak right now.
All right. Mark Bale is president of Velo Solar Corporation, and we've been talking about when it's a good economic choice to go solar. Well, what do you think about solar energy in Georgia? Let us know. Call us at 404-733-0934. That's 404-733-0934. Press number 2 and tell us your story. Mark, thanks for coming in and taking the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.